This is Bruce Friedman of Adult Site Broker, and welcome to Adult Site Broker Talk, where each week we interview one of the movers and shakers of the adult industry, and we give you a tip on buying and selling websites. This week we'll be speaking with Scott Johnson of XXX Job Interviews. Would you like an easy way to make a lot of money? Send sellers or buyers to us at Adult Site Broker through our affiliate program, ASB Cash. When you refer business to us, you'll receive 20% of our broker commission on all sales that result from that referral for life. You can make $100,000 or more on only one sale for some of our listings. Check out asbcash.com for more details and to sign up. At Adult Site Broker, we're proud to announce our latest project, the waronporn.com. You'll find articles from industry websites as well as mainstream publications from around the world. It's designed to raise awareness of our industry's plight in the war on porn and the numerous attacks on our industry and online free speech by hate groups, the religious right, and politicians. You'll find all that and more at thewaronporn.com. We've also added an events section to our website at adultsitebroker.com. Now you can get information on B2B events on our site, as well as special discounts reserved for our clients. Go to adultsitebroker.com for more details. Now time for our property of the week that's for sale at Adult Site Broker. We've reduced the price on our network of sites in the bukkake and gangbang niches. They've been in business since 2009 when the first site came online. The owner shoots his own content in swingers clubs in his local area. He'd be available for a period of time to shoot content and train someone to take his place doing production. The content model is brilliant. Guys pay for entrance to the club, and this pays for the talent and the production of the content, as well as the money going to the club owner. So the content cost is zero. Yes, you heard right. The website income has been consistent and continues to grow. The websites and content make this a perfect turnkey business for anyone looking to own their own pay sites, or for a larger company, there's a huge opportunity for growth. Now only $199,000. Now time for this week's interview. My guest today on Adult Site Broker Talk is Scott Johnson of XXX Job Interviews. Scott, thanks for being with us on Adult Site Broker Talk.
Thank you for having me here.
Hey man, it's a pleasure. Now, Scott decided to shoot porn 2 years ago without any experience in the industry. He started by talking with agents, hiring a part-time assistant who was also a model, and then he hired a second assistant and began shooting. At first, he found his models through sexy jobs, and then he started working with agents. He asked a lot of people in the industry for advice and help, including an attorney, an accountant, and then he hired the late Jesse Garza to help, an old friend of mine. He hired a website developer and then set up a site. He learned the ropes by asking lots of questions from experts. He also learned more advanced photography and editing skills by hiring experts to teach him. He still works a straight job and does his adult work evenings and weekends. Scott treats the models with the utmost respect and offers a white glove experience with airport pickups and has an assistant available to them 24/7. He's developed a great relationship with almost every agent in the business by being courteous, respectful, prompt, and professional. Imagine that. So, Scott, why did you get into the business in the first place?
I would say a mixture of a few things. One is kind of a general love of porn in general. Always enjoyed it, different types. And I guess, secondly, I always felt there was something missing. No one had ever, in my mind, put it all together for the perfect site. I had things that I liked from one site, things for like another, but no one ever, in my mind, in my taste, put it all together. And I was like, let's try to take the best of all worlds and put them into one site.
Let's extend that a little bit. What did you see on other sites that was missing?
every site would have some good things and then miss some things. Some of them, I would say, were overly serious. I wanted it to be fun, comical almost, kind of a throwback to the 70s porn with the corny lines. And obviously, I'm not using the corny music, but it would fit.
Could be fun, too.
Yeah, that might have to be something to incorporate as some of the old time. You know, I think some people take porn a little too serious. It's entertainment. It's supposed to be fun. I want the models laughing, having fun, rolling their eyes at bad jokes, that kind of stuff. So some of them take it a little too seriously. Some of them didn't combine some of the all what I call the quote raunchier aspects of porn into one site. You know, if I get into details, I'd be glad to share if you'd prefer. So, you know, I enjoy a lot of the anal work in some of the sites, and then some of the anal cream pies, some of the cum swallowing, all those aspects, and very few kind of put it all together. There was a few sites out there that have done some of that kind of stuff, but then they take it as a real serious kind of thing, or maybe more of a degrading kind of thing. And ours was meant more of a celebration of women as opposed to a degradation. Probably have an infinite love of women, really enjoy women being around them. I have no vendetta or some sort of grudge against them. This site's more to celebrate their beauty and their sexiness, if you will, all in one, and then have some really fun, funny, and kind of borderline kinky sex.
So what did you do to bring all of those elements to your site?
Well, you know, kind of watched lots of different sites and took notes of what I liked and things that I didn't like. And then went about trying to find models that would do what I wanted them to do.
Well, I would think that wouldn't be too difficult because they were already doing those types of scenes. It sounds like what you were suggesting would be better, right?
Yeah, but some girls, well, half the models don't do anal. So that eliminates 50% of your potential models immediately. 50% or more, you know, another half of that won't do an anal cream pie swallow. So that knocks out. So immediately you've whittled the pool 75%. So now you're dealing with 75% less potential models. That's usually the two sticking points, is that they do anal or do anal cream pie swallow. Everybody else
is... No pun intended, of course.
Yeah. Good one. I like it. Fit right.
I got a million of them if you got a couple hours.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can chime in a few if we want to go there, too. You know, whittling the pool down to that and then finding. But once you're in that pool, most of them are sure this is fun, this is easy. And once they work with us, like, this was the easiest shoot ever. You guys are great. So, you know, I've had a lot of, I would say the vast majority of models reach out to me regularly. Hey, when can I do round 2, 3, 4, whatever? I've had a few models shot even 4 or 5 times now. And you know, I feel really good that all these models are wanting to come back.
Since models talk, I would think that also that probably has brought about some referrals from other models.
Absolutely. We have lots of, hey, I wasn't sure about you, but I talked to my friend and they said it was great. So, you know, it was fun going to AVN this year as opposed to last year.
Well, I didn't know you were there.
Well, oh, yeah, I was there.
Could have met.
And we should have. You know, last year I knew a few models that I had worked with. This year I couldn't walk 15 feet without seemingly running into a model that I knew and come up and giving us hugs. And it was kind of a very nice camaraderie. And I feel very close to a lot of the models. They were so great to work with me. They're great at retweeting our post. I try to, you know, if anybody asks me about them, obviously I give them high remarks and high reviews. And I look at it as a teamwork. Once you work with me, we're kind of forever bonded in a team of marketing together to help each other out.
Awesome. Talk about how you learned the business.
Boy, that's a difficult thing, right? It sounds easy. It sounds easy. How hard can it be to shoot porn? Well, it's not. The first thing was, if I go back and look at some of our first shoots, were probably you consider god awful. Learning a little bit on the ropes by, oh shit.
Like my early podcast, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, part of it was learning on the ropes. What looked good, what didn't look good. Not looking like a complete buffoon to the models. And I'll have to give a hats off to some of the first models who were like I got lucky. Some of these very understanding models were like, yeah, I understand you're having trouble with your tripod or you're having trouble focusing right. And they were very understanding and they're like, no problem. Take your time. Get the tripod not crooked or, you know, make sure you figure out how to turn on your lights correctly. All those kind of little small details, but the first few models were just phenomenally understanding and patient. And I told them we're kind of new starting up, and they didn't seem to mind. They were really great. He had some really nice girls. And those first few are forever, really close to my heart, so to speak, because of how kind they were. So we learned on the ropes, and then obviously asking lots of questions to anybody and everybody I could pick their ear, and the models. I would shoot a model and I would say, okay. I kind of did an exit interview on every shoot. And I said, okay, tell me what you liked, what you didn't like. What do you suggest that I do differently? What devices, what supplies, what things would you recommend? And there for a while, every model had an idea. Oh, you need Pedialyte for the girls that are doing it. You need some gummy bears so they don't pass out. You need lube shooters. You need to have three different kinds of lube. You need to have sponges, or you need to have Q-tips. You need to have whatever it is. And so I kind of made notes of every model's suggestion, and we basically now have a studio stock full of damn near everything you could possibly think of.
I can't imagine anybody else doing that, to be honest.
Yeah, we try to be accommodating, and I think the models appreciate it. We're very, and I still ask them today, anything I don't have here that you would like? Now they're usually pretty much like, no, I can't think of anything.
You know, the performers are the product, and a lot of people don't realize that. And that's especially true today with the whole situation with OnlyFans. Let's face it, they have the power. So since they have the power, it's probably a pretty good idea to make them happy. That wasn't the reason you were doing it, but I would think everyone should be looking at it that way.
It makes it more fun when it makes the bonding, the business relationship, you feel like they will go out there and work for you because you treated them right. It's just like any business. You treat people right, they treat you right. And that's kind of how I look with each model. It's a business relationship, and I want them to succeed, and hopefully they want me to succeed, and they don't look at me as just a very short transactional. It's more of an investment in both of our futures.
Sure. What were some of the obstacles and roadblocks you encountered when you got started?
Well, getting models at first was quite difficult because Sexy Jobs was really all I had. And there was my name of my site originally was a little bit different, and I don't want to say it, but it was Sexy Jobs felt it was too close to their name. And they basically threatened to sue me if I didn't change it.
Oh,
and
how nice. Yes. Great way to start a working relationship.
Yeah, since that was the entire source of all my models. And then all of a sudden they're like, you can't use that. And I got a lawyer call saying you must change. I did change. There was always some piece of some writing somewhere on the site that had, you forget how many different places it's listed in all your literature and all your 2257s. It was really hard to scrub it. And their lawyer managed to find every time I'd miss one and write me another letter. You still haven't done this. So we got it all cleaned up. But then I said, okay, I've cleaned it up. It's all changed. You should be happy. I'd like to work with you again. They're like, no, we don't want to work with you ever again.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I lost my access to models through Sexy Jobs. I tried pleading a few times, offering money to get them to change their mind, and they still said, nah, screw you. So luckily, I had shot enough by that point in time that I got in with a couple of agents who were willing to give me a good chance. And those guys were very fortuitous for me, and really have a great relationship with those guys still. Because, and I don't mind saying their names, the first two groups that I worked with was Cox Modeling and Fox Modeling. And they kind of interviewed me a long time on the phone and really wanted to hear about what I was doing to make sure I wasn't some sort of really shady individual.
And they determined in the end you were just a semi-shady individual, yes, right?
I'm a good shady individual, as they call it, or a good perv, if you want to use the term. Well-meaning perv. And they sent, a couple models, and we had wonderful shoots, and they came back and told them, hey, this guy's great. He's got a great studio. And I always have, a female photographer. My assistant is also our photographer. And having a female in the room 24/7 really makes the women feel more comfortable. And, picking them up at the airport. And, I used to have two females, and when I had two assistants, now I just mostly have one. Sometimes I have a second one. Anyway, that led to really good success working with those, and I'm shooting tons of their models. And then that led to their friends at other agencies. And then I got in with, 101 and OC and Zen, Next Level and ATML, ATML, and got in with all those guys. And then once you're in with all those and you have a, 100% success rate with satisfied models that you treated very well, it makes it easier.
Absolutely. What makes your site, when you talked about how you were looking to make it different, let's talk about what makes it different from other porn sites.
Well, you know, I've even kind of evolved our site over time. Originally, we were interviewing, it's a fake job interview, obviously, with the name. So you're interviewing, and initially it was all interviewing to be this imaginary executive assistant for a boss who's not there. So you have to be interviewed by the interview crew so he can watch the videotape of the interview. And that was our premise for about a first year or maybe the first 6 months. And then we're like, well, let's expand it a little bit. Let's make it more fun. He needs not just an executive assistant. He may need a security guard or a flight attendant for his plane he might need a mail girl. He might need a yoga instructor or he might need a Spanish teacher. And so that led to all the costumes. And then to really make it more is that, you know, we led to this mysterious Mr. Johnson. He's going to have all these different clubs, and he needs waitresses or servers that are princess themed or Halloween themed. So, you know, we've got all kinds of princess costumes. We now probably have, we have almost 300 costumes now. I have been burning up the costume ordering. We've got multiple shoes and stockings and costumes. We have about 3 full closets of costumes.
Jeez.
Yeah, so you name the princess, we got it. You name the firefighter, the flight attendant, the security guard, the police girl, we got it.
So why should a model work with you as opposed to other producers out there?
My mind is they should work with both of us. But why me? I think one is we're a very fun shoot. I think we're growing, and I think there'll be a time when we're a pretty hot site, and they're like, well, I worked with them way back when they first started. We treat the models impeccably well. We pay well. We pay a little bit above premium. I'm wanting the higher end models, and so we pay more. And we're very straightforward on what the expectation is of our shoot. I am explicitly, almost to the nth detail, this is what I want done. This is how we're going to do it. If you're not comfortable with that, that's fine. We won't work together. That's okay. I don't want anybody surprised. So I don't pull the whole, we're just going to start here and try to sneak something in on them.
Yeah, that's never good. It'll come back to bite you in the end, especially in the stand age.
I'm usually the opposite. I'm like, I want to make 100% sure. I've told you twice, but I'm going to tell you 3 times. This is what we're going to do on the site.
You got to get it on paper, too.
Oh, we get it on video before the shoot. We do the pre-shoot, and it says, we're going to do A, B, and C, and this is how we're going to do it. And are you okay with that? And you consent. And I've had no complaints. No one said, oh, yeah, you didn't say you were going to do anal. Well, we are. We're going to say it up front. And don't ask a model to do something she doesn't want to do. If she's not the right model for the site, then you just say, okay, well, if you get to the point in your career where you want to do this, we're here. But otherwise, you know, best of wishing, you know, you can make lots of money in other areas, but we're a really fun shoot and we're growing and we pay well. And those are a good combination.
Exactly. So talk about your growth. What's happened since day one?
You know, we're primarily a subscription site. I do post some stuff on some paid sites along with like the Premium Porn Hub and the Fap House and stuff like that and Minivids. But my bread and butter is the subscription site. And, you know, we're still trying to increase our viewership, but we have definitely probably in the last 6 months more than doubled. But, you know, I'm looking for a goal of doubling twice again by the end of 2024. That would be what I would consider our marketing goal, is to quadruple in the next 11 months.
That's super. So why should someone subscribe to your site?
Because we are unique. We are fun, cool costumes, beautiful women. We have good kinky sex. Every scene involves anal with an anal cream pie, 100%. You're going to see anal with anal cream pie in every scene we shoot. Not disappointing. Beautiful models. We usually leave on some of the costume during the shoot. So there's a million sites out there with naked people having sex. You know, ours is, we're going to have a hike up the skirt, the cheerleading outfit, you know, hike it up and just have sex with the half the costume on. You're going to get vaginal sex. You're going to get anal sex. You're going to anal cream pie. You're going to see blowjobs and rim jobs every scene. So we're very consistent. And you know, some people can argue you should mix it up a little bit, but we mix it up by changing the scenarios, the models, and sometimes the order might be different, but you can count on those key contents, which to me, you're checking all the boxes, right? The only thing that I will not and I don't go into is any type of hardcore abuse. We do a little light hair pulling, a little light choking, only for like the pleasure type. But you're not going to see me punching their face or spitting on them. That's not our thing. I mean, there's other sites out there that do that. That's not our shtick. Our shtick is fun. I want the girls laughing and giggling and leaving this going, that was an easy shoot and that was fun. I want to do it again.
I mean, it sounds to me anyway like what you put on the site is what you like.
That would be true. That would be a fair statement.
Okay. Have you ever thought about maybe branching out a bit from that?
Yeah. I mean, I would do it as long as it, but we kind of cover all the bases when we do everything we do. There's really, other than the abuse aspect, we're not really missing anything. I mean, if you like pussy sex, you got it. If you like blowjobs, you got it. If you like rim jobs, you got it. If you like anal sex, you got it. If you like pretty girls, you got it. If you like costumes, you got it. So other than getting into like some real just beating the crap out of the girls, which I'm not going to do, I think we got it all covered. Now we've mixed it up a little bit. We've done some DP scenes. We've gotten some two girls and guys scenes. We're going to do more of that. That's our future, is to kind of have some more of the double penetrations and some more two girls and a guy. We might potentially just have two girls, but it's harder with anal in that case, obviously, unless it's just toys. But we'll probably always have some boy girl in every scene, but we might have three girls and a guy. We'll see. We're open-minded. We'll mix it up. But you're always going to get, you know, like some of them. I consider some really nice sites. I don't mind saying their name. You know, I think Tushy has a really good product. And every scene in Tushy, you're going to get anal. That's why they're named that. And you can count on their reliability that you're going to get that. You don't have to hope that you go through half their videos to find the, you know, the ones that you want.
Well, that's good, too. That's good, too, because you want people to know they're getting what they want.
Exactly. So, and you know, people have written to me and I try to respond to the guys on Twitter and on my site, you know, hey, can you try this position of such and such? I'm like, if we can physically do it and it's not going to hurt anybody, we'll probably try it. We'll probably try it. If you have a better costume idea or a better scenario you want to see. I got guys that want them to wear shoes. I got one guy who's one of my best customers. Like, I hate shoes. Don't wear shoes. I'm like, well, I do it sometimes. I don't do it all times. Not for me, but the girls.
I've always thought it was kind of weird in porn that the girls are wearing shoes and it's like, do you wear shoes to bed? I mean, really?
We wear them sometimes if it's part of a really ornate costume, like, you know, something that tennis shoes to go with the cheerleader. The tennis shoes with the cheerleader hiking up the skirt, it's kind of like they just never even got undressed.
I'm okay with that. That's fine. But wearing heels to bed, I mean, it's just like, come on, really?
We haven't done that, nor will we. There's too much chance for personal damage to the male talent.
Yeah, that can kind of be a problem, huh? Are you doing any male talent stuff?
I do it all except for the DPs. The DPs, we hired some other guys to come in to help with that, be the second man. We've used Austin Pierce twice. He's done really good, and he'll probably be back for more.
Fantastic. What's the best part of being in the adult industry, or you may have more than one?
Honestly, I just have really enjoyed working with the models, and I don't mean just having sex with them. I mean working with them.
Sure you don't.
The sex might be a side benefit, but if you've ever been them, you know, surprisingly enough, it sounds like it'd all be fun. The actual filming and POV camera and having sex, you almost forget that you even had sex during the process. You never thought that sex could not be pleasurable. And it's not that it's not pleasurable, but you're really not enjoying the moment. You're too worried about, is your camera in focus? Is the blue, is the white balance correct? Is the sound connection good? Are you getting good audio?
I was talking to a consulting client of mine who does POV, and we were having the same conversation. And he's just like, yeah, man. He goes, just, this is work.
You know, what I do enjoy is we've all finished, everybody showered and got changed, and maybe the model's flight's a couple hours away, and like sit down, have a beer, a glass of wine with them all after you're finished and just shoot the bull about their life in the industry and how they've done. Now that is fun. I've had some of the best conversations.
Yeah, some of the most interesting people who I've met are models.
Oh, I have been blown away. I mean, I've ran into a model that was a former electrical engineer. I got school teachers. You've got computer tech guys. You've got girls from all walks of life. Fascinating and, you know, really smart. And kind of a common theme. These girls are like, I'm here to make a living, and this is what I do, and I'm determined to do it. You know, they're just good, really good people. With very few exceptions, obviously there's always exceptions to every rule, I've had just phenomenal experience with some of my favorite, wonderful models I've worked with.
So what are the worst parts of being in the business for you?
Let's see. Well, editing can get really mundane and always seeming like you're always behind. You know, I'll send up some teaser clips about, we shot so-and-so, and then I got customers cussing me out, basically. I wanted to see this video earlier. You're taking too long. Well, no one's ever happy kind of thing. I want shoes on. I want shoes off. You need to do this girl first. You need to jump this girl fast. I'm like, I am trying my best. So, you know, hard to please everybody when it comes to customer
base.
Can't
fuck them all at once.
Exactly. Well, mainly can't edit them all at once.
This is true.
I mean, I've got a backlog. God, I hate to even add it up. And to think of the financial value of that, I bet I have a backlog of ready to be edited and released of it close to 30 videos.
That's why I hire an editor for my podcast. I do an interview and I give it to the editor. He's very good. And I just say, okay, let's go.
I have hired some assistant editors and they've done pretty good. And I've got one guy I'm working on, but sometimes I still like, it's just not quite what I want. So certain shoots that I'm like, this is one of my favorite shoots, I'm going to edit this one. And then still I'll go back and I kind of re-edit their edit.
You'll learn. As time goes on, you're going to learn that you have to pick your battles. And it's important to delegate, because if you don't delegate, you drive yourself crazy in business.
I have kind of delegated now to have somebody help me load it on all the different various sundry sites. Maybe even I'm going to do the premium video, have them then do the highlight video, the 1 minute trailers, and then distribute it to X Hamster, to X Videos, to Pornhub, to Minivids, to Sheer, to Fap House. So I've got a crew in place with somebody who, you know, has been in the business. This was a kind of a more recent business relationship. The guy that kind of used to work with Jesse even over at kink.com, Josh Ibera, he's kind of working with me now, and he's got a lot of experience, and he's got a kind of a crew of assistants that can help me distribute the material.
Yeah, the whole Jesse thing was very shocking and very depressing.
Unfortunately, I kind of knew when I heard the news, I knew what it was. I have a sixth sense about that.
Yeah, very unfortunate. How do you hope, and this is a good time to ask this, based on what we just talked about, how do you hope to improve your operation and your site?
Good question. You know, I'd like to get even better technically. I'd like to get even better technically, have even better videos. You know, we're not obviously up to the stuff of the Tushies and the Brazzers, but we want to get closer. You know, I'm not going to have 20 cameramen in my studio, but to get better and better, although I think our quality is really good, just keep improving. Like our audio is probably an area that I'm really working hard at. I put a lot of acoustic panels up. I got better mics. I got better shotgun mics. So I'm trying to get audio better, keep reaching out for more and more models. And there's still one or two agents that I haven't worked with that I'm trying to crack that shell to get into those agents. Not many, really one or two to try to get that. Think of better scenarios even. We did some shoots in Vegas over AVN. I rented a house and rented lights and it was good. So we might do some road trips. It's a real pain in the butt. It was hard to bring all the costumes. And of course, I didn't bring my lights. So I had to rent lights that cost $500. And then setting up all the tripods, all the lights. When in my home studio, I can do all this stuff and it's already there. But we might go on the road show a couple times a year to get girls that don't want to travel.
Vegas is a good place for it. I have lots of friends that shoot there.
Yeah, and I'm kind of set up now with, I have some good connections with Josh Ibera and some other people there that I can get good content houses, if you will, get the lights.
Another thing is you should talk to other producers about pooling your resources, maybe. So if one person's going to be shooting there and running lights, there's no reason in the world why you should have to be running lights. You guys should split it.
Right. I agree. Or just, you know, find a place that kind of has a shoot ready studio and just, you know, there were some other guys that I talked to in that have lights already.
This is true. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are based in Vegas. I know some of those too. What are your goals for the next couple of years?
Site growth, you know, really get the profitability going. Try to reach out to some of those big name stars that, you know, we've got a really good girls we've shot but, you know, I'd like to get some of the name, quote unquote, that, you know, like.
Who are some of those names? Give me some names.
Well, we had actually just recently booked, haven't shot her, so you never can, don't count your chickens before they hatch. There always could be a cancellation, but Lauren Phillips is a pretty big name. There are a lot of girls over at Spiegler's site that I'd like to shoot, and that's one agent we haven't been able to work with yet. Still working on it. You know, I would say Lauren Phillips is a big name we shot. We recently worked with a really beautiful model who doesn't do a whole lot of boy-girl anymore, and that's Emma Cirrus. She's great. She does mostly just regular modeling now. But there's, you know, several sites, I mean, several really big names that we might try to attack.
Well, give me your bucket list. If you could name five, okay, I know it's not going to be perfect because, and I'm sure it's five of many, but if you could name five that you would like to have on your site that you've kind of been blocked from, who would they be?
Oh gosh, you're making me drawing a blank right this second on one of those names. What was her? I kept saying this girl's name and now I can't remember it. A little girl from Spiegler that I'd love to do. There's about three of them over there that I would love to shoot. And I'm, you know, Lauren Phillips was one of them. And then there's, I think her name is Maitland Ward. It may be a pie in the sky shoot to get her.
Yeah, she was at Expos.
Love her red hair. I think she would be great. Alex Jordan, I think is her name, or was a girl from Spiegler that I would like. So I'm really excited about getting Lauren Phillips. That's going to be a big, she's a pretty big name. She's been around for quite a while. Maitland Ward would be fantastic too, if she even does our content. It never hurts to ask. It's all I can say.
The worst they can do is say no. That's the worst that can possibly happen when you want something.
Angela White would be, you know, a big name that I would go after. She'd be great. There's just so many wonderful. Lexi Laura is one that I've always talked to a lot. She may not be as big, but I certainly am. I've talked to her. Charlie Ford, I've talked to her. These are all the kind of some of the Spiegel girls that I've kind of tried to target to get in with. But we're making progress. I mean, I would say the quality of our models are fantastic. It's just a matter if you get the bigger names with bigger followings, you can get some of their following. Liz Jordan was the name I was thinking of, really. Liz Jordan.
Well, you know, one of the beauties of AVN for somebody like yourself is that you can walk around and you can talk to people. And you can also talk to the agencies.
Oh, yeah. I have now, after working this time, I have like another... You know, thing I'm very proud of is the relationship I have developed with all the agencies minus one. You know, I would say that the, you know, I don't think they mind their name being said, but, you know, Sandra at OC and Fran at 101 and Veronica at Zen and Chris at Fox and Connor at Cox, those guys, I feel like I pick up the phone and ask them, you know, they'll, Sandra at OC even looks for good girls for me all the time. She's like, oh, I found one for you. You know, and now I'm starting to work a lot more with Next Level, and those guys have been really great. And, you know, I've worked a decent amount with ATMLA. He is still kind of, I think, filling me out, so to speak. I have shot, you know, four or five of his models, and but I think he's still filling me out right now. I'll shoot him a list of, yeah, Marcus, great. I'll send him a list of like, here's 10 models I want to work with. And he's like, okay, I'll let you work with three of them. I'm like, okay, I don't know.
That's fantastic. And that's just the beginning, you know? No, look, he's cautious and Mark's very good at what he does. He owned a pay sites before and he knows everything about the industry. So no, I'm sure you'll get where you want to be. What do you feel are your best accomplishments so far in the adult industry?
I would say some of our shoots have been, I mean, we've had a couple of products that are just as good as anything you see anywhere out there. I guess I'm most proud of, I don't think you can find a producer with a better relationship with 150 models than I, you know, literally shot 150 models, and to have an impeccable relationship with 150 models is really a pretty big accomplishment. I mean, how many producers have had that good of luck and that good of a relationship with that many models, and to have such a good relationship with all the agents? So I think the relationship building has been the thing I'm most proud of. Second most was some of our scenes. We had a two girl scene that was kind of, I use the term space princesses, not to copyright on anybody else.
One lawsuit's enough.
Yeah, we don't need any more. It was a space themed two princesses in different costumes with different dildos that might have been kind of lighted and sword-like looking. And it was probably as good a scene as you would see any. I challenge you, if anybody watches this, watch that scene and tell me you can find a better scene out there.
There you go. So who are your favorite models to work with?
Oh, that is tough. Because like I could name like you have 150 I could name. I would say some that I've worked with the most, and they're just like the most interactive with me even afterwards, were some of my favorites. So I would say, you know, Alicia Vera has worked with me a lot, and she's, you know, great. We share thoughts about things. Cassidy Lux, Raven Lane, and who else? Ariel Darling. Those girls I've shot the most, and kind of have the, I would say, they just do everything for me. They help me. You know, Ariel was going to try to help me even find some lights and stuff because she was lives in Vegas, and she's like, I'll help you, you know, set up your equipment. You know, she wouldn't even shoot with us just as a favor. And Mira Monroe is a young girl. We shot twice now, and like first shoot was pretty good. Second shoot was like jaw dropping, so we could see her progress and stuff like that. Her second shoot was one of my top five, and just really you could see her growth as an actress and how great she is and stuff like that. But you know, I would say Alicia Vera, Cassie Lux, Ariel Darling, Raven Lane, those girls have just been phenomenal.
What do you expect to accomplish in 2024?
So we've got 100 close to 110 shoots up already. And I've got 20 to 30 in the bank. I would like to have our total production a good target. I'd like to get close to 175 published videos by the end of 2024. If we release 1 to 2 a week, we can get there, right? So we got 11 months left. Put out 50 or 60 more shoots, which I think we can do. I'd like to expand the number of models by at least 50 new models, which is hard. 50 new models, and probably in that do at least 5 to 10 DPs and 5 to 10 boy-girl-girl scenes to kind of mix it up a little bit.
Okay. Well, Scott, I'd like to thank you for being our guest today on Adult Site Broker Talk, and I hope we'll get a chance to do this again soon.
Anytime. I'm here for you.
All right, man. Thank you.
My broker tip today is part 7 of how to buy a site. Last week, we talked about the agreement and escrow. So now you own the website. What do you do now? The first thing you should do is make sure you understand everything about the operation of the site. The previous owner will hopefully be available for a period of time to help you with this. As I mentioned last week, you should establish what the former owner's participation will be after the sale. You'll need to deal with production of new content, processing, paying affiliates, and many other things. If you don't have experience in these areas, you may want to consider using our general consulting firm, Adult Business Consulting. You can get more information on what this company does at adultbusinessconsulting.com. We help website owners project manage and guide them to the right vendors. Maybe the previous owner had all the right elements, processing, hosting, payments, production, scripts, etc., or maybe they didn't. We can help evaluate that for you. Let us know if we can help. Anyway, you'll now be operating the website. If you don't have someone like our general consulting firm to help, evaluate all of those items and everything the site is spending money on and using to operate the site. Make sure you're getting a good deal and that these companies are providing the right service, and check to see if you can do better. Hosting is a great example on something where people are often both overpaying and not getting the right service. Many times the server is just too slow. If you have any questions about any of this, feel free to reach out to us on our site. Next week, we'll talk about how to sell a website. Next week is the special 200th episode of Adult Site Broker Talk, and we'll be speaking with porn star Cherie DeVille. You don't want to miss that. And that's it for this week's Adult Site Broker Talk. I'd once again like to thank my guest, Scott Johnson of XXX Job Interviews. Talk to you again next week on Adult Site Broker Talk. I'm Bruce Friedman.